Call this meeting of the County Commission to order. Our first order of business is abatements. Mr. Assessor, do you have any comments regarding these?
No, I see everything has been in line. Other than one that you had previously, and that's number one. Is that correct?
Yes, it's over.
When you say held it over, it's because we didn't take action?
We didn't approve it.
Review it more. Because it's an exception. This is the one where...
Is it on this page?
No.
One on this page?
Two.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is a... I'm sorry. It's my first page is number one.
Yeah, she just added that.
Okay. I see.
Well, what about number two, number three, and number four?
Those are... what I always call no-brainers. They were exempted in 09, but some way we didn't keep them exempted through 11. They were exempted by a Board of Equalization, the same property, but our computer, okay, didn't get the box checked or something.
And the first one?
The first one is a new issue. I presented and put in you guys' letter boxes, all three of you.
Yeah, whoops.
That's one. And he can't be talking right now. But I put in your boxes that court case I kept referring to. Mm-hmm. Come from the State Tax Commission.
I didn't see it or didn't read it, I don't guess, but it was for, was it for the court case?
The England court case, I think they were referring to.
It was an England court case, but it was upheld by
the U.S. Supreme Court.
I was hiding.
No.
I looked down there. Your room was empty.
No, he said he sure delighted your gift.
Yes, I know. I was hoping I'd have.
I said I was hoping we'd have this done for you.
Okay, that's all right. Have you got it all done, James?
Not yet.
Sheila, do you have any comments about the abatements that are is before the commission?
You want to get
I'm just going to get you a chair, and you found one.
Last one.
We got that 2010 and added it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's it. Hot off the press.
That's hot, yeah. Insta wet kind of thing. There's two off that were added. Anything else to the table?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank you. I didn't get a chance to go and talk to Christy on the second page. Dale Lawrence is already done in our system. That add-on's already done. And then,
yes, that one's already done, but it hasn't been approved by the commission yet.
Oh, there's one that was there. Oh, okay. Then the third one down there, let me see, I forgot that.
Already changed in the 2010.
Okay.
So if I'm in favor of all the abatements as listed, I would just have a motion to approve of all abatements. Is there any concerns that you have? This is pretty straightforward stuff it looks like.
I'd like for you to letter each page of ABCD.
Okay.
Mr. Strauss, what do you think about number seven on the second page? Yeah. Could you please repeat makes that into the...
I could not, sure, the... I wouldn't do it justice, I'm sure.
Oh, start on the second page. You got to hear the name there. Oh, okay.
He wants me to say the name out loud.
Okay.
Our second page.
Which one was it?
This one wants me to say that.
Oh, name. I'm holding a check on him.
I'm going to move that we approve all abatements that are submitted, listed as Exhibit A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, and I. I'm just going to start the ball rolling here. There you go, Ron. That's the first page of A.
This was your A, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
And you went through I?
Uh-huh.
You have a motion to approve all abatements as presented on pages A through I?
Correct.
Is there a second? You can second, then we can discuss if you prefer.
Well,
or not.
I don't know about the exemptions.
Okay.
Now, the one that was a mistake that was exempted, I don't have any problem with those that were in the past. There was a computer error.
Let me withdraw my motion. Motion to approve exhibits A through I with omitting line 1 of Exhibit B.
I'll second the motion.
Now we can just debate that one item.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve all abatements as presented on pages A through I, with the exception of the first listed abatement on page B.
Can I comment on something?
Now we're... be open for discussion if that motion was correct. Sheila, comment?
On my second page.
Which would be letter C.
B.
Letter C. Okay. 8828-0032.114.
That's C. About the Sergeant Clyde.
Okay. Have.
7-1. Page C, well, it's fine. Yeah, that's the one. That's what she's talking about.
Clyde and Barbara?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has that, James, has that been discussed with them? And that's because that's under my protest list. And so I need to know whether to pull that out of that, if there's agreement, you know, a stipulation like with the UN.
Well, this is 11. This ain't an agreement process.
It's on my protest list that it has an appeal number side. I quickly looked at these, and it was quite a lot. Last night I was looking at a lot of numbers, but I'm sure I have that one. And so I just need to know if that's going to be pulled out of there, if once they have the appeal number signed.
So did they didn't go through BOE?
You don't think so?
Well, it wouldn't be on the list if they went to BOE. Is that correct?
This is one we've remeasured.
Oh, it could be.
It was changed.
They found a mistake.
It was really? Changed per BOE 2011, and it didn't get changed in the book. Is that correct?
No.
Well, that's what it says, Christy. Changed per BOE 2011.
Well, Thorland, I don't have my program on me.
But right here.
Yeah, I know they came to BOE.
And it's got, still got last year's value on it. So we're changing it to this year's.
Well, darling, BOE. What are you saying?
Which one is darling?
Which one of us is going?
50. No, that was 2010. That's 2011.
What?
So they didn't match.
They didn't match. So we set it at what the BOE hit. 50, 500.
Okay, if you say so, I don't have my program here.
Well, is there any others that need to be?
I just know I know that Tyler's here representing this one.
The other thing I need to know is if the agreement with the taxpayer, the stipulation, it does have an appeal number assigned, so I know whether to take it out of protest when they, or...
Would that be up to the taxpayer?
It's going to have to be an agreement between he and them.
I mean, if we approve this, what does it do?
It's going to say it's a $50,500, which you've got.
Right. So it just lowers it, and they may still leave it in.
They may leave it in.
Protest, right?
The figure that they have, that the state will have, is the figure that was given to them from the clerk's office. That's what's been shown under appeal.
Right. She was still saying the appeal. It's up to, I mean, we still need to do our part, since it was erroneous, to lower it to the 5,500.
50,500.
Right. And then it would still be up to the taxpayer to continue with the process, I guess. Right?
Until the next BOE?
No.
Okay, I'll call them. No, you got to make your motion. I'll call them and tell them what it is. And then if they will withdraw it, they'll have to send a letter to the state and withdraw it. Then not, I'll manually put in protest, because you can't put in protest if it's once been.
What I'm asking is, what clears the protest?
Yeah.
The State Tax Commission, James, and the State Tax Commission.
Do we know why they were, what were they processing, that amount that we...
It'd be the amount, it'd be the 62.7.
Okay.
They were protesting the 62.7, and we're going to be lowering it to the
55,500.
That's based on erroneous measurements. My guy went back out.
Right.
So that's the reason it's changed. That's the reason it's even before us. Is where I'm going is, I don't...
Hold it.
I want to do everything that we can do as a commission. But
oh, I'm sorry.
I don't want to do anything that is questionable on...
We're still... All we're doing is... It's a measurement issue. We're correcting it erroneous. If they want to appeal, they still appeal.
Sure.
We don't... That's not our process.
Doesn't matter.
The protest will continue until
they withdraw or satisfied.
Well, we've got a motion on the floor. Right?
And the motion on the floor is to approve all of the abatements as presented, with the exception of the first abatement on page B. More discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Now,
do you want to bring up the abatement offered on page B, or?
Well,
they
well
had,
somebody.
I mean, I've talked to one of the members of the board, and I asked them why they're seeking an exemption. And when they set the entity up, they had two options. They could either seek an exemption, which they did, and they would not rent out any of the spaces in that strip center, or rent out spaces in the strip center and not seek the exemption. And they chose to run that entire building they bought all with under the exempt. That's why I'm comfortable with moving them to an exempt property.
So you've talked to...
I've talked to at least one of the board members. That's why I'm comfortable with it. Now, if you're not, we can wait. I mean, we can still wait another week or so, or next time... This won't be our last one, I don't believe. Is that right?
No, and that's actually, I'll have to put that before the agenda request review, because we'll have to have a BOE in December.
Okay. And I don't think they're rushing to pay the bill. I mean, they're hoping it's not going to be a bill, so.
Well, I visited with one gentleman, or didn't get to say much. He did most of the talking.
I think it's probably the same one I talked to.
And I wasn't real sure, after I talked to him, whether I would consider it or not.
Okay.
Now, if it's set under, where is the strip center?
Oh, the strip of the hills.
It's in front of the old amphitheater.
Yeah.
Where Beverly's used to have their diner.
Yeah.
What's that? And they remodeled it and cleaned it up, right?
Mm-hmm. It's relatively new, but it just didn't make it. So the entity bought it, and they have they worked a side deal with the Humane Society, the King County Animal Shelter, and then they have a basically there's only two spaces that are being used in there, and the rest is storage.
That's the issue I would have if I questioned any of it.
Okay.
Is in that court case, I know you guys probably had more things to do than to read that, but it talked about use.
Right.
You know, that they were actually using that portion of the building.
Mm-hmm.
If you read that case all the
okay.
way through. And if I'm remembering right, that building may have a basement in it.
It doesn't. That one doesn't. Because I've been around back of that, or at least on the side of it. I have not been.
You stated if you were to question any of it. Are you not questioning any of it? If you're not.
No, I'm not questioning any of it, other than when I read the court case, it talked about specific use of a certain area.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking for direction from you as to what we should do. I guess I could be
probably from the court case and with the backing of the court case, it probably should be exempted, whether we agree with it or not.
We got into a situation on another one where they were using it for storage. And we had a board member go look and said it was still had storage in it and wasn't being used for the purpose that the exemption called for.
When I say storage, it's, you know, I mean, it's two businesses. It's not two businesses. It's two functions. One's a thrift store that all the proceeds go to fund the nonprofit, the animal care or whatever, the adoption agency. When I say storage, they have a product they've donated from the thrift store, gets put in one of those strip center bays until they sort it, and then it goes into the thrift store.
I would say you gentlemen need to read that case.
Okay.
Specifically before you make a decision.
Okay.
Because I think that case talks about where the actual performance of their duties as the Humane Society, the performance of their duties being handling of the dogs and actually putting to sleep of the dogs. I believe if you read the case, I don't think it talked about these.
Thrift
store. Or something of that nature as a benefit to the Humane Society. But it's one of those really borderline exemptions that would be hard to.
And you have, do you have a motion on the floor?
I don't right now. I mean, I would go with the exemption because of, I mean, based off what I read with James, and, you know, I didn't read every page, but I did skim over it, and I felt like they qualified.
So any change of use can be reviewed by the assessor and...
Absolutely. If the function changes at all, it needs to be reviewed.
And the reason it wasn't changed, I'll tell you, there's a business name on the front of one of them, but I've been explained that wasn't there no longer.
It wasn't there when they bought the building.
And the business had even left there, and my guys went by and seen this business being rented out.
It used to be a frame shop, I think, or a water
shop.
Place.
Yeah, it was a frame shop. I'll second your motion.
Okay, motion. I'll make the motion. A motion to approve abatement 20120561.
And I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve abatement number 20120567.
61.
61, excuse me.
Discussion.
Jim brought up the word thrift store, and it's really throwed up.
Okay.
Does that mean the thrift store downtown by the Tea Party headquarters will be exempt? The old O'Reilly store that says...
Is that the Boys and Girls Club?
Humane Society. Thrift store.
That's a good question. Do they pay taxes? I mean,
they did, I know. They have never asked for exemption on it.
Do they proceed in these abatements if we turn them down? Do they proceed directly to the State Tax Commission?
Not
from here.
They would from BOE.
But I'm almost positive, Jim, that big building down there is, I think right now it's got plaster on it, Humane Society Thrift Store. Right beside the Tea Party.
I know the building you're talking about. I don't know if it's still that or not since they bought this place. It used to be. I just don't know if they are still. Wouldn't surprise me.
That was just discussion. You guys can continue on.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve abatement number 20120561. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
And Chris, you're saying we need a BOE session sometime late
I'll
December?
Yep, I'll get the girls.
Okay. Here you are, Kristen.
Thank you. Did they put the one tax
code in the field? Yeah. I'm going to call them. This is the growth of the chair, so I'm going to slide this in the corner. for literally the cheap seats.
Thank you. You can move to the adult table now.
The adult table. Did that come through BOE?
No.
There was a question about did they even get notes. And I was talking to one of the individuals. He said they never saw the notes that they were being assessed. And that's why, for some reason, they found the tax bill or got something in the mail September, October, and that's when they brought it up. They didn't see it. So.
We'll give you more room there, Rick.
Okay.
You'll be better now. Here's your over 50 calculator.
Yeah.
Next order of business is the budget. Guys, one thing just before we start, are you here for questions or just to listen to the budget hearing?
I may have some questions, but primarily just to listen.
We were talking about in our last session the possibility of having a meeting with elected officials and department heads.
Yes, sir.
We may have actually even picked a day, but I didn't write it down if we did. Okay.
I didn't remember picking a day.
No.
We talked about a few dates. Our biggest concern was being prepared and how we were going to articulate the information to the officials and making sure we had plenty of time to. We talked about trying to get it before next Wednesday. I just don't think we're.
What if we schedule it like I talked with prosecutor's office and court system. Tuesday, Wednesday's probably better with them than a Monday or a Thursday.
Are you thinking the 6th?
Like the 13th. Give us plenty of time to know exactly what we're going to tell them and then turn around and meet with all the elected officials following that one-on-one that are affected as Missouri law provides. We're to give them an opportunity if, in fact, we change their budget requests in any way.
Rick, may I have to come right in by the 10th? Or the. What is the date that you have? 10 days of the public?
There's some statute that says it has to be your product, and it says the final product, but then it also says you can change it the last day. So there has to be public notice so many days before the last.
Reading,
and I think that's your hearing, not mine, at that point.
Right, and my question is, as I'm looking at first-class counties, they're approving this on or before the 15th of January. How do you interpret that, and why are they doing that?
That's a good question. I can't see where they're getting the 15th of January. Statutes seem to me like they say either by the 1st, or if there's a new commission coming in, by the a lot later.
That would be my only question about the first day of the 13th. If we have to meet with officers and visit with them, and then they need to come back to us with scheduling, postings, and all that kind of stuff, I would be wonderful to run close on time. Are we concerned, Jim, with a PowerPoint presentation?
Just what we want to put in it. That's the problem. Just what do we put in there? The messaging was the critical component. Is we're trying to make this budget discussion. I mean, we're into it almost every day, so we're pretty familiar with the numbers and. Some of the terminology, and some of these people who don't look at it but once a year may not be as familiar, and so it's how do you get them up to speed in a quick way. the 13th, and we could do it in the 13th in the afternoon. Is that what you're talking about, the afternoon? What are you thinking, Ron?
Well, first, just quoting the paper, commissioners have until January 10th to formalize final budget. That's in Greene County. I'm meeting with the presiding commissioner tomorrow. I will ask if, in fact, that is the case. And then
why don't we wait on that date until you meet with them?
Well, I would prefer to for us to pick a day so that we could let our officials know, even if we have the meeting that day and we spend the 14th and the 15th, or if we spend part of the 13th and the 14th, we could have our final hearing by the 28th or the 29th or even the 30th. But if we did it on the 28th, it gives Rick a couple of days, if in fact we're shooting for the end of the year, to do any changes that are necessary. We could have all officers talked to that week, everybody. That's after we have a hearing with everybody sitting down. They might all agree right then that they don't want to, if they accept any proposal that we have. They might not.
That would be unusual.
Well, if your question is, am I anticipating that's going to happen, the answer is no. I would just make a broad sweeping statement.
Well, do you want to have it the thing on the 13th, and then Wednesday we just load up the day with elected officials?
Yeah, if we have it in the morning, we could turn right around and meet with some different officers that could that day, and then the next day, and then basically we're...
Where would you want to have it?
Because before then, I'd like to finish, do the other budgets. Those are just a walk in the park compared to GCR. Then they would be done. Rick could be doing what he needs to be doing to get those put together.
Basically, that's what you're...
We've not done that before. I don't know that we've ever done that in all the years that I was involved, is to have a sit-down, but I think that
this year it's important to do this. There's a PowerPoint presentation, as Mr. Strauss has said, with explaining the figures exactly.
What we're looking at.
And we want Rick's approval on it and present it, and then from that point on we just meet with those. But where I was going with my conversation, you want to have all the other budget done before that time, and we're strictly dealing with GCR.
I believe absolutely we can do it. And I believe that we can have our presentation before the 13th on what we're going to do. I honestly believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have the time if we move back to that week. I was concerned we were trying to shove it into next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's not enough time.
Well, that's looking at our calendar.
What about the next Thursday?
Next Thursday, I'm going to be at the NACO meeting.
Okay, yeah, all right.
So, yeah.
And we fill her after or Monday.
We can do it Monday, though. We can do it the 12th, guys. I mean,
we can, but we're probably not going to have many participants from the judicial.
That's right. You said what day was it? Tuesday was better. Tuesday or Wednesday was better.
So Tuesday lays on the 13th. I'm trying to get my days figured out here as far as.
My question for you: should we see what day is better over there? I mean, is one of those a court day?
Monday is what Alicia was telling me today when I met with her.
Either one. I mean, we can make either one of those days. It doesn't matter.
If we do it early in the morning of the 13th, or unless we have conflicting schedule.
We have the airport board meeting. We just have to juggle some things.
We could have the meeting, hammer out GCR before the end of that week, have our public hearing on, say, the 28th, which is plenty of time. We've got to give 10 days notice.
What are you thinking, Rick? You were going to say something.
Well, there's two things. This shouldn't make a difference, but the point is I've scheduled two options, the 13th and the 15th. As long as you're doing later in the day, it's fine. It makes any difference. If I have to, I can cancel those. And as far as the rest of it goes, I'm not sure, but I think the statute says you have to have it available to the public for 10 days. I don't know if you have to post it, but I want to say it says you have to have it available to the public, but I'm not sure.
Then I want to find out about the 10th of January being the finalization day and give us plenty of time to...
So I think that would work, especially if I'm hearing you say early in the morning on the 13th.
quite frankly, if we put this in place and we meet with individual elected officials and office holders and we make changes based upon any decisions that we make ahead of time, we're going to do this. Then we present it to the officers. Rick knows what we're going to do, line by line. Well, he won't if we do it as a, if we say it's up to the officer to come back, will we?
You'll have, Ron, I'm thinking, and I think you're thinking the same thing, and I'm not sure. I would guess maybe four departments that you're going to need to visit with. That I may be wrong.
I think maybe more with
It's not very many, to be real honest with you.
Well, I guess it depends on.
With our discussions that we've had, I'm thinking that it'll be a little bit more than that. As we've visited about different options that we've looked at and trying to get this all set, I'm thinking that there'll be even some people that ordinarily we just, because their budgets are low and pretty well set, that it just might be reasonable to visit with them. It's pretty well established, but when we go to talking about percentage cuts or something like that, if that's what we decide to do, I know that they'll want to come forward.
Well, I mean, what we talked about yesterday is every department would see a cut.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every department may not want to see us. I mean, there's potentially we could see for everybody. Even the small ones who really don't have a lot to cut.
And those are very intense meetings.
I mean,
you
haven't had 5% already, 5% down. What year was it?
We had four departments that had 5% or more submitted.
Yeah.
Four departments. Let me look at my totals over again.
You would guess that those are not going to come to you.
You would think.
Seven,
you would think.
Seven with 4%.
Okay, so I got.
Or 1-4.
1, 2, 3, 4. Four departments have at least 10%. They submit expense cuts. And then we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8 departments that submitted anywhere from a 1% to an 8% cut voluntarily, like basically following your guidelines. And then we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 departments, some of them are ours, that had either 100% or more. You know, for example, the election. We know we're going to have to fund the election. It's a presidential election. We know we can't do a 10% cut from last year because they're asking, what is it, 317% increase, something like that. So, I mean, there'll be a handful that they'll want to see us. But once again, if we lay it out of the reasoning, even then they may want to meet, it may not be very long meetings. The challenge is going to be, here we are going to have a presentation on Tuesday and expect them to see us on Wednesday, and they don't know if they want to see us or not. They won't know until scheduling the next day is going to be difficult if we don't know if they want to see us or not, or we just schedule them all.
They'll probably pick out 2 or 3, and
we know
they're going to see you and make that schedule with them, I would guess. I really think.
I think you go ahead and schedule.
I think probably at least 4 or 5.
The question for scheduling, is this the following day when you want to have a meeting with these departments that want to have their, to be heard about the cuts, scheduling them to, before they even know what the cuts are going to be. Because we're going to present the cuts on Tuesday and expect to meet them on Wednesday.
I think we go ahead and do that. Just go ahead and schedule them. If they don't, we won't put a time frame on it. We'll just put, say A, B, C, D, mm-hmm. and after we get through with their presentation, whatever time we figure that's going to be, and then if those don't want to meet with us, we'll still have the next one to go right on to.
Sure.
And do about enough to do 5 or 6 hours worth.
Yeah, as long as we don't put times, just line up the people in order that they're going to appear.
What time's your seal? Tuesday. Is it all day? Or?
No, I can set it in the afternoon and be fine. I've got a schedule.
What we're talking about is a meeting that will probably take
30 minutes.
Yeah, half hour.
Maybe an hour. I mean, it depends on how we look.
Well, ours is not going to take that long to give the presentation. Maybe 10.
And the discussion's open. I mean, the way I understand it, we're not going to take public comment from them at that point unless they want to arrange a meeting and visit with us.
And we're going to have those meetings set so they can have individual concerns be heard.
Right.
That's why we want to follow up with a meeting.
Right.
Really, basically, it's a state of the budget. I mean, you know, basically, we've now spent weeks into the budget, understand the numbers, really have a pretty good grasp on the revenue side of it, and here we are looking at it was a $2.9 million in expense increases over last year, requests, and we have declining revenues. You know, just basically lay it all out, and then and then individually they can come and meet with the commission, and we'll already have a time set.
Was it 2.6?
That was either 6 or 9 from the original number.
You know, over what we was requesting in 2011?
Yes, over 11 approved.
It's 23 million less 21 million. It's right at 2 million.
It was 21 million 986, so it was 22 million subtracted from 24.6, right?
Well, the first request was 23,942.
Well, again,
yeah. Okay. But you go to
the requests that we gave you were more than what went into the system.
Oh. If that's the way you want to set the scheduling up, that'll be fine with me. I just
keep the schedule real close.
Yeah, 2.6.
I see. I'm going to
tomorrow.
Right.
On that, as you meet, and they come up with some, you'll meet with Green County. And
that's tomorrow.
I think that I like the thought of the state of the county or the state of the budget. That makes sense, and that's what we should title it. And then we should chat about how we got here, what's happened over the course of the last few years, both with revenues and with expenditures. And
bond payments. I mean, when you explain TIF, I mean, I don't know if people understand what TIF does to us. You know, I mean, our spendable revenues are going down every year. The TIF when TIF payments go up, our spendable revenues are going down. When there's a flat market, like
capitalization of years has been increasing.
Right. So you get that, and then
the revenues go down.
And then TIF payments in our bond.
To add to that, when they created the super TIF,
yeah,
it took twice as much as the other TIFs, and when the business moves down the landing, we don't get any revenues.
Yeah.
Just explain, because what people don't understand is why we sometimes make a comment about the TIF payments. Why that's significant is that that's the money we pay back that was collected in those TIF districts, and that's not a spendable revenue for us anymore. And we're operating basically a whole lot less than we used to operate even 4 years ago with flat revenue. When our sales tax revenues are flat, we're making less money because of the TIFs. I mean, it goes for the judicial bond, too. I mean, people need to know how the bonds are. I don't think people understand how the bonds are paid.
And our revenues in general county revenue, it's about half sales tax. Would that be right?
Oh, yeah.
If you take out the general bond issue itself,
right.
It's about half of it. Then when you look at the TIF, that takes away more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you consider that other revenues besides the sales tax are declining,
right.
So we lay out that.
It's just more of an understanding, if people understand what we're seeing. And then our goal, which is put the county in a better financial position.
Probably from Rick, so he'll be aware of what would be needed for our point is yearly TIF payments from time frame of 2009 through 2011.
We've got those. What we've done.
I know we've got some information on that. The bond on the jail, that payment versus.
Well, that was one of the questions.
2011, I haven't done that for yet.
That would be good to see, even though 9 and 10, you know, how much TIF we're paying out of the jail. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
How much refund out of that?
Yeah, because if the sales tax itself is just barely covering
the bond,
and Jeff goes, we're taking money out of the general fund.
2011, of course, you've got one more month to come in 2011.
Right.
So you may come out pretty close to even, but it's going to be real close to even. I figured right now, if I remember right, the TIFs that had been taken from the law enforcement tax were like $90,000.
Okay.
And if we come up to 6.5
from a revenue, from
general revenue, then we're going to be at 1. It's going to be. You can look on that first page.
1.6 is the law enforcement. So if you take 90,000, that's 1.5. And our bond is 1.5.
Almost 1.5. So and we're right. We know that there's more expenses to that jail than water.
Oh yeah.
And you know, then there's the other side of it too. And we can't be totally negative because I have people going, so we shouldn't build that jail, and so that if you get, I can say, no, Jim, you from a business standpoint, we were paying out an awfully lot of money for boarding in other counties, and we'd be paying out an awfully lot more had we not built the jail. So I
it's not the jail that I have an issue, it's the Taj Mahal office building you have over there.
Well, and I would agree with you, but I don't think there's anything I can do about it. I think that should have been taken care of at the time. I don't think there's anything we can do about it. We have to live with it.
But I went to Berry County. I go to Berry County. They spent $2 million on their judicial building, and they bought some other buildings and made it their jail. They got $3 million total in their expansion. And they had the same overcrowding issues that we had.
Phelps County's was 5.5.
I mean, there's different ways to do it.
Guys, I'm not arguing with you.
I think something needs to be built. But the problem is it's here, and so we just need to deal with it.
And I was told by a commission at that time, I think, that I didn't need to be involved in that.
I liked your thought script of buying $25,000 worth of lottery tickets every year to see if we can pay that off.
You know, if there was a way... Okay. So are we thinking the 12th then?
No, that's Monday.
I think, are we thinking the 13th?
Yes.
Excellent. Do you have a favorite time involved?
9:00.
Where do you want to have this?
If we could have it at 8, that catches them before they start what business they're going to have down there.
That'd be fantastic.
8:00. Where do you want to have it?
In the hearing room.
Our hearing room?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, my question is this. We're just going to set it, and whoever can make it, can make it. Now, who is invited so that we don't have...
All elected officials and department heads.
So we want to be very specific.
And or...
We don't need 150
and employees. And or whomever they would like to have come in their place.
A designee?
For example, yes.
If Jeff can't make it, Alicia can come.
Or whomever, right.
For example.
Yes.
Brenda Neal may come for the judges, kind of thing.
I think when we get this all scratched out and put on paper and the numbers, I would have liked to have the same presentation to the public. I think it's very important that they understand what we're doing.
Right. And why. Once it's put together, it doesn't matter.
I mean, once you put it together, you could have a public hearing and review it, and that could be part of our...
In fairness to our... I agree with you. That'd be a good idea. In fairness to the officers, let's have it with them first.
Right. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying it sure would be nice for the public to know why we take the steps that we take.
Okay. All right, so with that information... When you want to start having the department heads meeting that day,
well,
immediately following.
And the question is, how do you stagger them so we can give some guidance to our staff?
Your point's well taken. Yes, in fact, we offer something less than what they requested. They're going to need some time to reflect on that, perhaps talk to staff.
From a timeline, we just need to go ahead and assume that they're going to want to see
us. I'd like to take care of everybody. The 14th and the 15th. Can we do that?
13th, 14th, 15th. I mean, we might as well start the 13th. If we're
again, we're not going to see every officer, but we are going to see half of them.
Well, and the question is, how much time do you allow? Do you allow, like, certain departments we know?
What did we do last year? We do.
Like, the sheriff was an hour. Sheriff was an hour. We had most everyone else 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
But we don't do it times. We can just
get it. If we're strong enough in our presentation on Tuesday, depending on what we're going to say, I mean, if there are no options other than bring us mandatory provisions that have been statutorily provided that we're not seeing that you have to take care of in this year's budget that you haven't had to take care of in past years. We know, for example, it's a presidential election year. We know that the county clerk is going to come and say, it's a presidential year. I need help.
We know that. It's every 4 years we see it in the budget. Okay, what about the statutorily protected departments of that budget?
I think that we need to invite them. I think that they need to be present, and that we need to make a decision as to whether we're going to be able to make budget based upon what we say, or if they're going to be the entities that keep us from making budget. We'll know that on that day.
So do we go back and have a desired budget and a what-if budget? Because if everyone says, okay, I'm using my statute, you can't touch my budget, which they could. What is there?
How many are there?
Four?
I'm asking you.
How many what?
Four.
Four is protected?
Four.
Who are they?
There's three in General County Revenue, so we have three to deal with.
Right.
We have the circuit clerk, the juvenile officer, and the collector.
The assessor's
collector is already.
The assessor's not in the general.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right.
And the collector, I think, is already going to be one.
Actually, based upon
what department number is she?
Six, maybe, or
six or seven. I can't remember. It's seven, I think.
Seven. It's 1.3% requested reduction right now.
And what we're asking for, if I'm not mistaken, was 5. Is that correct?
We're not asking for anything yet.
No, but we're... I know we're not asking for anything.
We want to reveal this on... Gone now, right? So just...
I think the gesture is on tape, too, so...
Well, let's take a break for a second.